Here we go. Hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. It is time now to talk to one of our favorite football guests, former co-worker of Broadus, a distinguished career for both of them at DallasCowboys.com. David Hellman is now the host of the NFL on Fox podcast. He covers the NFL and the Cowboys for Fox, and he joins you now here in the G-Bag Nation. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm wonderful, fellas. How are you? Good to hear from you.
Man, it is so good to hear your voice. It means football season is very close. We're all doing good. First question for you, how good's this team going to be, Dave?
the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah.
I mean, good. They'll probably be good enough to make the playoffs, but, you know, who cares? Isn't that kind of the spin cycle that we're stuck in mm-hmm. right now? I think the Cowboys are the victims of their own success, I guess. And obviously, we've talked about this more times than we can count. But when you're facing that kind of title drought and that kind of performance in the playoffs, it's like, yeah, I think the Cowboys are going to be a playoff team. But does that ultimately matter until they prove something's different than last year? That's kind of where I'm at.
I think we're in a similar spot. I've been asking myself, what's got to happen for their, you know, ceiling to be significantly higher?
What's going to need to happen
yeah.
is they're going to need to have a draft class to remember. I mean, it's going to need to be Micah Parsons in 2021-esque. It's going to need to be Dak and Zeke as rookies type stuff. I really think, you know, when you look at what this team hasn't done in the offseason and the pressure that they've put on their draft class and their young players to step up, they're going to need to have a season like that where one or two of these rookies are Pro Bowl caliber players from the jump, or, you know, the disappointing guys from last year, whether it's Mozzie Smith, whether it's DeMarvion Overshown coming back from injury. You're talking about guys who have done nothing for you becoming all pro type of talents. I think if the Cowboys are going to be significantly better than what we've seen the last 3 years, that I think is going to be the key, is getting that type of production from guys we haven't seen it from yet.
Dave, you've covered this team for a long time. Do you think that we're going to be sitting out there in Oxnard and CeeDee Lamb's contract gets done?
Do I think it's going to happen while we're in California, or while y'all are in California, I should say. I'm already here waiting for y'all. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the way the Cowboys typically do business. And if I had to guess, you know, I'm spitballing here and guessing CD probably won't be on the plane out to Oxnard. He'll probably be absent for a week to 10 days. And then, you know, as you guys are well aware, there's 2 weeks before you start playing the preseason games. And that's all about install, and the vibes are high and we're getting our feet back under us. And then once you start playing preseason games, it moves really fast. You know, the time from when you play the first preseason game to when the regular season is around the corner, it's the blink of an eye. And if I had to guess, the Cowboys are going to say a bunch of nice stuff about how, you know, they're working on it and they're comfortable with it. And then, yeah, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks into training camp, it'll get done. That's kind of what happened with Zach Martin last year. It's what's happened with a lot of guys who have been up for new deals. The Cowboys love to get contracts done while they're in California. And, yeah, if I had to guess, sometime before the plane heads back to DFW, CD will get his contract and he'll fly out there to meet the team and everybody will be happy. But, yeah, I think it'll take a little bit of the way into training camp at least before that materializes.
Dave, you carry the fight for Dak Prescott on a national level. Every day, and I think you do it with respect, and it's a tough battle because there's a lot of times where, you know, you're fighting a lot of people. But this contract situation, doesn't it feel like we just went through this with him? You know, it just seems like to me that, you know, his agent has done a great job for him as far as getting him back to this table, and I just kind of want to know your thoughts on where you are with Dak and this thing getting done.
Man, I go back and forth every day. And, yeah, I mean, it does feel like we were just here because we were. And that's, like you just said, hats off to Todd France, Dak's agent, and his people, and hats off to Dak for letting them do their thing, because I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
When the terms of the first deal came down, I remember thinking, wait, what? He got a no trade clause and a no tag clause, which it kind of turns it into a 3-year deal. Because, you know, normally when the team has club control, you can wait and play this thing out until the 11th hour. But we're here in the 11th hour 9 months ahead of time. And that's a credit to the way that Dak negotiated for this deal. So I think two things. I think at this point, and you asked me about this team being better than last year, and we all remember the playoff game. I was just talking about this recently as we're starting to gear up for training camp. I mean, I'll defend Dak as often and as passionately as I need to, but you can also acknowledge that he had one of his all-time worst performances on the biggest stage imaginable in that Packer game. Like, all of that stuff goes into it. I think at the end of the day, I'm somebody that would be willing to pay Dak. I think you just have to – I mean, the market is the market. You can either accept it or, you know, you can try to row upstream and hope that the next guy you get is going to be a second-team All-Pro. But when you go looking for a quarterback, you go looking for somebody that can be an All-Pro. And to think that you're going to move on from Dak Prescott and find a definitive upgrade, I mean, how many definitive upgrades are there in the NFL? Maybe five? So, I mean, what are the odds that you're going to move on from Dak and find a definitive upgrade? I don't really buy it. So I'm good with paying him. I would do it. I understand that the number is going to be huge, but I think the Cowboys have kind of backed themselves into this corner. And if I had to guess, kind of like what I just said with CD, I think when the Cowboys recognize that a guy's worth paying, they do a lot of tough talking before they ultimately get the deal done. We saw it with Zeke. We've seen it with Amari Cooper. We've seen it with DeMarcus Lawrence. We saw it with Dak the first time. So, you know, there's precedent here that suggests that for all of the, posturing that this is going to get done. I would expect that that's what happens, but I've said this all offseason. I hope the Cowboys understand that the timeline's different here. Like, I really think this needs to be done. If not before you go to California, it's got to be done before you come back to DFW. It's got to be done before the meaningful preparation for the season begins, because if Dak gets to the season without a deal, I think he's gone. Because I don't think the Cowboys can compete with other teams that'll be able to offer him a deal. And again, there's nothing they can do to keep him in place after the season's over. And I think Dak has worked too hard for his leverage to throw it away. I mean, if he gets to the point where we're playing games and he doesn't have a deal, he's going to let the market dictate what he's worth, because it'll be a big, big number. So I can't let go of the idea that I think Dak will get a deal in Dallas, because I think the Cowboys are ultimately afraid to figure out what's on the other side of that door. But time is definitely of the essence.
Dave Hellman with us here on 105.3 The Fan. I think it was Bill Barnwell that wrote an article a couple of weeks back, and we talked about this, but if you're paying CD and you're paying Dak, and then you've got Micah, who you might have to give a record-setting contract to, and those guys combined are taking up about 50% of your salary cap. Realistically, can the Cowboys put together a competitive team? Is that a smart way of team building?
It's ironic, because this is the – I mean, these guys are the draft and develop champions. Yeah. That's all they want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, they spent $15 million in free agency this year, guys. So,
sure.
I mean, if they're not willing to spend on other teams' players, then, yeah, what's stopping them from – I mean, yeah, it's going to be top-heavy and it's going to be hard to manage. I think, A, that's why you don't wait till the 11th hour.
Amen.
You know, this would be a lot easier to do if you had gotten one of these deals done ahead of time. But even still, I mean, if you get Micah done ahead of time – because remember, I mean, there's still there's two more summers to get Micah under contract, thanks to the fifth year option. So, I mean, they've got time on him. If you get this stuff done ahead of time, yeah, it's going to be difficult, but that's this team's strategy anyway. Is you look at it and you say, okay, well, we're paying these guys X amount of money, but we've got Tyler Smith on this short term contract. We've got Jake Ferguson developing into a guy on a fourth round pick deal. And yeah, I mean, that's a hard way to live, but fortunately for the Cowboys, that's the way they prefer to live anyway. So I don't really buy it when people try to suggest that they can't stomach those contracts, because those are the only types of contracts they like to give out anyway, are to their own guys.
Dave, can Mike Zimmer save Mike McCarthy's job?
See, that's, and I felt like I gave kind of a smart ass answer about like whether the Cowboys would be better. Like what needs to happen to save Mike McCarthy's job? I mean, do I think Mike Zimmer can shore up the Dallas run defense and keep this thing humming? You know, will Dallas be the best defense in the league? I don't think so. Yeah. Can they still be a top 10 group? Absolutely. Can they be a unit that gets this team to the playoffs? Absolutely. So like in that regard, if this were any other team, I'd be like, yeah, of course he can save Mike McCarthy's job. But what's the standard here? Do you have to win a playoff game to keep Mike McCarthy in place? Do you have to make a playoff run? Do you have to finally get to an NFC title game, or even, God forbid, go beyond? How can you sit here having followed this team for any stretch of time and feel confident that Mike Zimmer can do that? I think Mike Zimmer can hold the rope and maybe improve this defense in some ways and be part of the reason why the Cowboys get to the playoffs. Whether or not that's good enough, I don't really know the answer.
You say you don't know the answer, but deep down inside, you think they're really going to rebuild this thing? You think they're setting it up for a complete rebuild?
I have to believe it. I mean, I have to see it to believe it. Sure. I have that backwards. Sure. I got to see it to believe it. We can sit here, we can make very valid criticisms of Dak Prescott, and we can make very valid criticisms of Mike McCarthy. But at the end of the day, like I said, to move on from a quarterback who second team all pro, has helped you win 36 regular season games. Same thing for the head coach. You know, he showed up. The biggest hallmark of the Jason Garrett era was the inconsistency. Right. Every good season was followed by a mediocre or bad season. And look, I know the playoff failings are important and worth criticizing, but he has helped you achieve a level of consistency that is enviable to everybody but a handful of teams. And at the end of the day, I don't think Jerry and Stephen Jones are willing to walk into that wilderness and say, well, we could get better, but we could also stink. I don't think the Cowboys are willing to abide the chance of outright sucking. And maybe some fans would prefer that because you get the big, exciting draft picks and you can go hunting for your Caleb Williams or your Justin Herbert or whatever. I don't think the Cowboys are willing to live in that world. So when push comes to shove, that's why I think Dak Prescott, I think that's why they find a way to keep him here and all that other stuff. It would be very interesting to me, as somebody who's covered the team for a decade, that would be very interesting because it would be so different from everything that I'm used to. But I need to see it to believe it. I just don't think that the Cowboys are willing to live that way.
It's David Hellman, NFL on Fox. The Micah noise, as far as his leadership and his commitment, and you know, are we heading in a good direction with him being the guy that kind of sets the tone for the team?
I guess we're going to find out because not only have some veteran voices been lost, but you're looking at the possibility of losing several big ones. I mean, Dak is obvious, but even, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence and Zach Martin could be coming to the end of their very distinguished careers with the Cowboys. And it shouldn't be surprising if we look up and Micah is one of the longest tenured players on this team, not very long from now. You know, Tyron Smith's already gone as well. So I think more and more this is going to be a chance for Micah to put his fingerprints on the team in that way and kind of be one of those voices. I try not to buy in to the podcast and stuff. And like, look, I get why it's aggravating. But I also know that stuff doesn't matter when you win. That stuff doesn't matter when you don't crap the bed in the playoffs. Tom Brady famously had a weekly radio show throughout his career. Like all kinds of guys do stuff like that. So I need to see more before I put stock in it. And I know a lot of people are aggravated with the way things have gone with Micah. And like I said, I get it considering how the season ended. But he's still one of the best handful of pass rushers in the NFL. And I need more evidence that he's a problem before I'm going to lose a lot of sleep about it.
What do you have planned for the podcast this year?
Man, it's going to be fun. I mean, shoot. Speaking of Tom Brady, he's joining the NFL on Fox family. So we've got so many fun personalities, so many people who can kind of lend a voice to our coverage. It's been eerily quiet because Fox is televising two soccer tournaments right now. So right. we've been very preoccupied with that, but it's funny. It's almost actually, Brian, it's funny. I'm talking to you. I was thinking about you the other day. Cause it's so quiet. And then like the day after the 4th of July, it's like everybody realizes that it's time to get to work. Yep. And like, I've been getting requests to do radio stuff. I got a request to go on a podcast. I've got meetings coming up where we're game planning for the season. And it's like everybody wakes up after the 4th and they're like, all right, it's football season. So we will be getting to it very, very quickly.
What's it like to be in a relationship where you know less football than your significant partner?
It's great. I think you guys can relate to this.
She is super sharp. Loved her on the draft coverage. My gosh.
She's incredible, man. And it's cool because, when you come home from work, like maybe you don't always want to talk about work because it's the stressful thing in your life, but it's cool having somebody who can not only talk about it with you, but kind of match your level of intensity and stuff. And so it helps me. I mean, it helps me think through things. It helps me de-stress. So yeah, it's really great. And her star is shining brighter than mine. So
yeah, better hang on to that one. You need to grab onto the shirt tails there. You know what I'm saying?
I will do my best. Don't worry.
Yeah. Do you have College Football 25 on pre-order?
So if I understand it correctly, I think I have to pay $30 extra you to do. Get it 3 days ahead of time. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Well, but here's the like a week ago I was like, screw you guys, like I'm not giving you extra money for 3 extra days.
Dave, and now I'll Venmo you the money if you need it.
As you get closer, it's like I need it now.
No, now we're getting closer. I'm like, holy crap, I'm about to do this, aren't I?
I
might have to pony up the extra. I mean, that's like two drinks in LA anyway. So
no doubt. Bag of jerky at the airport.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Dave. We'll see you in Oxnard, buddy.
Anytime, fellas. Appreciate it.
There he goes. David Hellman with the podcast NFL on Fox and a contributor there, formerly DallasCowboys.com. Great friend of the station. We always appreciate when we can get a few minutes of his time. Okay, top 10's coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
We got some big home run derby news to share and the best NBA free agent signings of all time. What's that top 10? That's next.